Good afternoon, and thank you for joining us here at KMXT 100.1 FM. It's your public radio station here in Kodiak, and time, of course, for another episode of Talk of the Rock. Joining me today is Doc Jeremiah Myers. How are you doing, Doc?
Really good. Ready for spring. I keep seeing this little bit of snow fluster, and we know the crocuses are starting to come up, and so is the rhubarb. We're not far off from summer.
Right. So let's just get right down to brass tacks. I see you're all geared up, and you've got a sunflower pin, a Ukrainian flag ribbon, I believe one of the Ukrainian shirts from the print shop. What are you here to talk about today?
Wow, you're perceptive.
Really hard to miss.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about it. And last week I was over in Palmer, and I met with, Lions try to make the world a better place no matter where they are. And this is a crisis on Earth as we see it. And so our part, along with the rest of the Lions in the world, 9,000 clubs in Europe are working on this, and a smattering in every one of the 200 nations that we're in are working on some kind of fundraiser to help this 7 to 10 million of people that don't even have a home at this point. And most of them are mothers and kids. You know, the rules are, what, you're 16 to 65, here's your ammunition. It just came in from the U.S. Get out there and defend your house. And so this Mother's Day in Kodiak, we're going to have try to help the mothers of Ukraine and their children at the auditorium, our Gerald C. Willey Auditorium. There's going to be a silent auction. We're going to have Facebook access. It'll be a concert with local talent. There's a lot of talent on this town. And I think we've got about 20 entertainers, which some of it also will have groups trying to get some from the high school, a smattering of every kind of genre of music so that somebody has something they like to listen to. And while this is going on, we have about 50 items now. Some of them are services. Some of them are, we have airplane tickets from round trips from Alaska Airlines. We got fishing charters. We got cabins, taxi services. We got haircuts. We got all the coffee you can drink in one basket. And this kind of stuff's going to be on. And a dessert auction. We got to, Ann Barker said, can we have a dessert auction? I can remember paying $200 once for a cake that only lasted about 6 minutes at a hospice dinner. So we're going to do something there, and this will be again at the auditorium. We have a lot of seats in there to fill, but on this day at 5 o'clock, we will have music start, and we will have the auction start kind of live, but it'll be silent. We'll be talking about the people who donate, and we'll have entertainment, and you'll be able to go out and bid on cookies and all of that. It's called Stand By Me. This is a Lions International project, but we're making a difference. It's a tragedy that I've really never been this close to. I'm older than dirt, and so I've seen the effects of Vietnam, and I actually enlisted with some buddies in those days, and I had TB, and they wouldn't let me in, so I went to school instead. But this is we feel like one wrong move in here, and this could affect the whole world more than it does. It seems like people are taking sides, and on the world, what would you call it? The arena of Europe. And we're just trying to help where we can. It's a heartfelt thing to do. We're looking at the generosity of our town where we live is just amazing. I walk into a place yesterday and I get, and this is your local Marine Power Sports, and they gave me 2 loads of gravel, which you could pay $400 for if you want one for your yard, and $350 gift certificate. This is just one of the 40 donations we've got so far. So if you want to give a donation, if there's something, I had a lady ship me an ivory walrus from Fairbanks because she was aware of it through the Lions Channel. Anything that will help, we will put on the screen, and we've got the back of the stage. We're going to run a loop, hopefully direct out of Ukraine, showing some of the footage of what the Lions are doing there. Mm-hmm. We've got a lot of people coming forward to help with this. You know, the stage and theater, the Arts Council's helping, the school's helping. And if you want to participate in this, you know, more than, you know, being at home, getting a meal or a night in a hotel or something, give me a call. Yeah, you know, we can, we want some Walmart greeters. We're trying to line up flowers for the moms that come in on Mother's Day. Bidding will start in the morning at 9 a.m. for our list. We've got help from the Kodiak Daily Mirror with the lists will be in there on the two Fridays before Sunday, May 8th, Mother's Day. Mm-hmm. This is a show to remember. There's something for everyone. And again, we will make a difference with this, and you can be a part of it.
I wanted to ask you a bit. I know that you've been involved at a very high level with the international organizing of the Lions in the past. What I was curious about is what's going on with some of the Lion chapters in Ukraine. Are those reforming in other countries? Are they re-entering other organizations and wherever they're resettling? Or are some of them still active in Ukraine?
Well, before this Ukraine crisis, we had 9,238 clubs, I think. Now we're down to less than 9,100, and that's because that number were the towns that just are gone.
Wow.
And but Poland has a strong, a lot of the clubs from Europe have bought vans, and they're lining up homes. You know, where do you put, they're overloaded in Poland now. There's, you know, when you bring in 2 million moms with kids, giving someone your guest room is one thing, then your couch is gone, and then there's people saying, can we just sleep on your rug, you know? And it's kind of like that closer you get to the border there, and the line doesn't end. And so what and many others, I'm not saying there's not other organizations helping, but what the Lions are doing is making the donations direct. When the Lions get $100, $100 spent on diapers and pablum and whatever is needed, there's an amazing force out there with vans with Lions on it. And there's a lot of, you know, anytime there's a crisis, there's always the bad side of town that takes advantage of it. And a lot of these people that come along and get into a school bus end up going where they don't want to go. And so we've got even a group that's working on that. There's a Snow Bruins Club over in Big Lake, which has recruited a team. And one of their team is Thor Johnson from here.
Right.
He's on it. And I'm trying to get, ask him for three or four live 3-minute type things that are kind of Walter Cronkite, here we are on the line, you know.
Sure, sure.
And because the visual that, and then my son Julian works for Microsoft and does their visual audio stuff. Mm-hmm. He's going to try to make a loop that has all of the tracks of news, because there's a half a dozen of them. And then inside that, we're going to give credit to who has donated and where this money's going, and show just different angles of, you know, how lucky we are to be insulated from this. I mean, we're trying to, even in our songs, we're not going to do any AC/DC, you know. We're going to try to keep Proud to Be American or whatever, something that has heart in it. There's so many songs that make you just stop and breathe slower and count your blessings.
Sure.
And so we're trying to do that. And some of the people here that helped us, Printmasters, you know, I walked in and asked them for posters. And the fourth time I did that, she said, you want a T-shirt? I said, yeah, you know, bless her heart. So I've been wearing this. I've washed it about 3 times. It fits better. She had an extra, extra large, which I'm big, but there's a little wind blowing through it. And other places, too, are just, they're generous. They want to think about let me think about what I can do. Because you want something that's going to bring a few bucks. It's hard, really hard for like the charter planes. You imagine their av gas is up to like, you know, $7 a gallon probably or something. And
sure.
And for them to give you a flight without knowing where they're going. I mean, there's people digging down deep in the pockets. And we're looking at cabins today that are actually federal cabins, you know, that are Fraser Lake and that kind of stuff that are nice to get to if we can get an air taxi to drop them off there. And those are worth quite a bit if you got relatives come and they've been in your house 4 days and you want them to try to see Alaska.
Yeah, right.
It's been a generous bunch. And again, I'm going to, as we get closer, refine the list of donors. And we've had a couple, three, call up and say, I'd just like to make a donation. Well, we just went together with the First National Bank yesterday and set up this portal account, which will be a direct download. We're not going to send it over till we tally it after Sunday of May 8th. But I bet it's enough money that we're going to help a lot of moms. And, you know, it's a heartfelt action going on. And it takes a village that has heart like Kodiak.
Mm-hmm. I think you mentioned, we were speaking a bit earlier before the show, that there were some Ukrainian folks who were arriving from out of town now to come and work in the canneries, I believe.
That's right. One of our lions that's been instrumental in feeding a lot of people that have been in our programs before is Tony Ozabal, and he's with Ocean Beauty. And, you know, Tony not only donated 4 cases of rockfish, and 4 cases of cod, and so those 25-pound boxes of rockfish and 15 of cod. There's 8 boxes of frozen fresh seafood will be in this auction, but their company, you know, has put their arm out to take in those from Ukraine. I was kind of trying to help them find places to stay, but they've got, I believe, 45 in. Hmm. And someone actually contacted me and said, are any of them a mechanic? You know, everybody needs somebody in their business, it seems like. And it made me think of last summer. We were visiting, you know, between my wife and I, we have 7 kids in 6 states. And we retired last year, so we bought the pickup and got the tow behind Huey, Dewey, and Louie house trailer. And we're off to, say, the Griswolds are here. And every 100 feet in the little towns, there's a sign that says, help wanted, bonus included, you know, 15 bucks an hour starting or whatever. And, you know, there were thousands of them. And I think there's going to be some Ukrainians taking them jobs because they're trying to, I heard, you know, on the news that they're trying to bring over substantial amount of them and get them located so they have a life. Right. I'm sure they all want to go home, and let's pray that there is a home there back someday. But these pictures coming across of the big cities and that, it looks like something after old World War II pictures, you know. Mm. And when there's 400 Ukrainians in a steel mill that they're going to starve in of food and thirst, not let them out. And then 7 to 10 million trying to get across the border, you know, we live in a pretty good place.
Right.
It is.
So, go ahead.
I was going to say, you know, this project is kind of an extension of other things the Lions do all over the world. You know, even when Haiti came up and nobody had a home, we had 10,000 tents, the yellow and purple tents. It was kind of gaudy, but they were had the big L on them, and we were proud that we could help in that. And we have a board with, in our foundation for this is $300 million. And wow, that's money that's, you know, gathered around the earth by projects that, you know, it's kind of like make money, have fun doing it, and give it away. Mm-hmm. And so that's the requirement of a lot of the donations. When it's a 501c3, it's got to be, you know, cash into this vault. And then as it comes out, it's a super governed. And those monies are applied for by each district, by their governor, you know. I was a governor 15 years ago for this Alaska, half of Alaska, and we had a flood over in Big Lake, and all the houses were full of water, and I put in for a grant, you know, a help grant through the same foundation, and they sent us $10,000, and we bought a lot of firewood because the houses, all the insulation and everything was mildewy, and, you know.
Right.
And we do this all over the world, and but this one here, and maybe it's the media being so, you know, on top of stuff, but it just seems like it's in our front yard, and we don't know that those borders are going to be stop anything, you know.
Right.
I mean, it's really just not right, you know.
Mm-hmm. So, because people are wondering, I know you mentioned that this money is going to be going specifically to mothers with children. What I was wondering is if you had a more specific breakdown of the money and how it would be used, or is it just going into the larger Lions pool?
Well, there's three divisions now, and we only had two until this crisis.
Mm.
And one's called Refugee Relocation.
Mm-hmm.
And so they established a whole division and team to manage the monies by priority of need and demand.
Mm-hmm.
And in the first week we started, I think they sent out these grants now are in $15,000 packages. And so they sent out like a dozen of them in the first week they put that together. And this was in the month of February. And since then, it's catalysted. And when I was over in Palmer, the readout at that point was we had in these little grants to each area had spent $1.7 million as of a week ago yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, it's exactly being put where it has the most need.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's kind of amazing in itself that we can be on an island in the Aleutian chain, and Russia can be 30 miles from Diomede or whatever, and we send this money all the way around the earth, in essence, to the Ukrainian border for sustenance for those without a home and a babe in their arms and dragging their dog and kissing their husband goodbye, you know.
Right. So I wanted to ask you sort of, is this event happening like around the country, around the world at around the same time? Or is this kind of the way that this is being done, is this unique to Kodiak?
We're playing copycat a little bit. You know, there's a world leaders all get in line. And it first came across the table as like Farm Aid. They said, let's get together all of the musicians and have a Ukraine, you know. And I don't remember how much Farm Aid raised, but yeah, it was $100 million or something, and went to the farmers that had buckwheat that they couldn't sell or something. You know, I just remember watching it, and it was a lot of good entertainment. And I thought, that's a great idea. So when I started this, I actually went online, found some, if you send me $39, you'll have the private email of all of these stars. Mm. And there's actually 15,000 in this vault, which I never heard of 14,950 of them. But I called, you texted Garth Brooks and Faith Hill and, you know, all right. The ones, Halle Berry, everyone that I kind of thought was pretty cool, and told them. And if you look, they all have a list that things they support. And most of them have homeless, mm-hmm. you know, tragedies of some sort or another. And so I sent them all a personal note from Kodiak, Alaska, and said, I don't want you to even perform. I'd like you just to send in a cameo. Give us credit. Say, you know, write on. You guys, this is Garth Brooks saying, you know, you guys keep the faith or whatever. You know, I wanted to, because I imagine they get lots and lots of requests. But to do a 30-second little promo, I thought they might fit that in, and especially if it's from Alaska on an island. So we don't know yet. You know, I don't think I've got any, hi, guess who this is yet. You know,
yeah.
But I think there's a good possibility, somebody. And now, if there's anyone out there that can really do good imitations, let's talk.
So, Can you tell me a little bit about, so clearly you're very passionate about this, and evidently it's hard not to feel, I think it would be just about impossible not to feel some revulsion at the execution of this invasion.
Wow.
I'm just wondering why it's so personal to you.
I don't know. You know, sometimes, you know, my wife talks about reincarnation and stuff like that. You know, say that here's a four-year-old that can play Mozart and no one's ever taught her, you know, and you
right.
go recycled parts here somewhere.
Yeah.
You know, and sometimes I think maybe in another life I was in the middle of the gun smoke or something, you know, I don't know. I was born a baby boomer, you know, so I could have been recycled from a lot of different problems, but there's when I sometimes watch this, I got to turn it off. It bothers
yeah.
me.
Yeah, it's hard stuff. Can you tell me a little bit about? I mean, so this event is we're pre-taping this. This event is
yeah.
is going to take place here in a early May, I believe.
Uh huh. May 8th, Mother's Day, a day that you know we all think about moms, and in this occasion, the moms with babes are who primarily we're working with. I'm actually going to Toronto next weekend, and that's why I won't be here, and I'm kind of working with this project and a couple other things that are international funding.
Mm-hmm.
And then after this I'm going to San Diego. You know, I haven't been on the international board for 10 years, but you make alliances when you do, and so they kind of pull up, okay, who would be good to help us on this and work with us on this. So in a way I feel, you know, I'm an old soldier that is washing his uniform a little bit,
right.
But I pack my guitar with me, and we, you know, this feeling has been around for, I'm sure every time there's tragedy, there's someone that I'm emulating on this kind of thing. You know, last week? They sunk the big ship, the
yeah.
Moscow, and everybody partied.
Mm.
Well, in World War II, it was the Bismarck. The song was, in May of 1941, the war had just begun. You know, the Germans had the biggest ship that had the biggest gun. The Bismarck was the fastest ship that ever sailed the sea. On her decks were guns as big as steers and shells as big as trees. When it gets to the end of the song, it says the British guns were aimed. The shells were coming fast. The first shell hit the Bismarck. They knew she wouldn't last. That mighty German battleship is just a memory. But sink the Bismarck was a battle cry that shook the seven seas.
Mm.
You know, so that there is just, I think we're going to pull that in on May 8th because they're still putting feathers in their hat for sinking. This is the big guns that were shooting in town. The Bismarck shot 18 miles away,
yeah.
you know, and I'm sure these new, I've seen some of those pictures of that gun. It looked like a repeating rifle, you know, with shells that were 100 pounds a piece going out, you know.
Yeah,
and for them to drop that to the bottom of the ocean with 500 soldiers on board getting off, that's kind of embarrassing.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
I mean it's pretty remarkable. And what's more is that those missiles that they used to sink the Moskva were those are Ukrainian designed, Ukrainian made. Those were
isn't that something?
Yeah,
it bothers me a little bit to see. I mean, I'm glad we're giving those guys ammunition. They say, yeah, we sent $1 billion worth over this year, and 800 million go next week.
Mm.
And I'm thinking, is this all our reserves? I mean, are these spares? You know,
right.
They say, oh, we're out of ammunition now. You know, it bothers me, too, that we, nothing against the news, but that we tell them exactly, well, we're sending over 180 drones that can take out tanks. You know, that just doesn't seem like that should be public for Putin to go over on his desk. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's no secrecy about our plans or, I don't know. But, you know, it's not me to say. I'm sure there's people who are in the commanding room of the Pentagon that have all that in sight.
I'm sure people would be madder than all get out, though, if we weren't sending anything.
Oh, yeah. I know. And it just seems like, yeah, we've helped them. You know, we've got this much invested, but I don't know. Telling them what kind of buckshot you got doesn't seem like, you know,
right.
a smart tactic.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So Where do you think the things are going to stand around the time that this fundraiser goes into effect?
Well,
are you concerned that the war will have been mostly over? Is your
I don't know how it can end other than the country they have will be flattened and, you know, rebuilding a country. When you look at the disaster of all those buildings in a row, I mean, here, you know, they tear down buildings here if there's, you know, a structural crack in the rebar or something, you know.
Right.
I don't see rebuilding that in the same place as easy. It's easier to build a new cabin than it is to refurbish one that's falling apart, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't know how I don't see a win-win even if they get to keep their country. It's being totally destroyed, you know. So I know with the Lions that we'll continue to try to assist need where it's most needed. You know, our motto is we serve, and our intentions are to fill the voids that nothing else is being done for. And there's a half a dozen, but a lot of those, if you look in on your computer, Google, how much money goes, and I'm not going to name any of them, but when you give $10, how much of it actually gets there to buy diapers?
Sure.
You know, that's what's great about the Lions. When $1 million hits the shoreline, you know, of the sea and over there, it's spent frugally, wisely, and there's 3 or 4 channels it has to go through before it's signed, you know.
And the Lions are a 501c3, correct?
The foundation is.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I've had locals here. I had a fisherman yesterday come up and say, how can I help? And I said, well, I've got a tab that's going to be, you know, I'm splitting the costs at the mirror. You know, they're going in to help us.
Mm.
And he said, sure, let me sign up there. I mean, the attitude's really great. And what they just do, if they want to put in a $100 or $500 check or whatever, is we've got an EIN number that it goes to a 501c3, and it's just put on their income tax when they write it off.
Sure.
And it's great. It's just wonderful.
We've just about run out our time for today. You mentioned that there are ways that people can help besides with volunteer work, with perhaps you're looking for people to sing some of the songs.
Yes.
How can people get in touch with you, get in touch with the people you're working with, and make the whole thing come together?
Well, you know, it's my phone works almost most of the time. And you can give me a buzz, or you can go on that internet, and it's DOC, Doc Myers, MYERS, at GCI.net. And every day, and I even look, and because sometimes stuff disappears into those other boxes, but I'll check it out. And if you just want to help, I mean, we've got the Kiwanis involved, we've got the Rotary involved, we've got groups that, you know, there's always been kind of some guardian angels in this town. I'll just say that.
And, right.
And I had a fisherman come up, call me, him and his wife, and said, we'd like to give you $500 for this. And I said, well, we'll get the portal work this week. So if you give me a call or go on the text, 539-2010, we'll get you access to this fund. And we're going to try to close the fund, tally it on May 9th, and shoot that money straight across. And we'll be, the newspaper is talking about an article, you know, pre and then a wrap up after it. So
sure.
Everybody will know what their bucks are doing. And we're going to give credit to the donors during the show and then on the paper too.
Okay. Well, this has been another episode of KMXT 100.1 FM's Talk of the Rock. I've been your host today, Dylan Samarta, and joining me was Doc Jeremiah Myers. Thank you so much for coming in.
Hey, thank you. That was great. We'll see you on the 8th.
See you on the 8th.
Okay.